We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Marks and Reese, we're back uninterrupted for a nice stretch right here. Good time to get in, 888-729-9494. With weird food and the Sixers, like Reese.
Yeah.
And I don't know if the phones
good combination.
We were having some phone issues earlier. I just asked our producer if the phones were back up, and he like looked at me and was like, I don't know. And I'm like, well.
That's a good question to ask.
Right, like, were the engineers notified that we had phone problems?
Yes, they were notified.
They were, because I saw the engineers, like, totally walking away from anything with our studio. So when I go to the phones right here, it's going to be nice and.
Somebody's going to be there.
It's going to be like Bob Bell.
We'll see.
Okay, great. See, there you go. Now, right. Our old producer.
Right.
Ben Livingston is in the studio today. He came down from New York, so he's going to sit in here for the rest of the show. So I think we should take Jack off the air and just let Ben.
Yeah.
No, but
I think it's a bad idea.
Shaggy's in town.
We'll check in with Ben coming up in a little. Ben, how are you?
I'm good. I said this last time. I got out of Philly sports at exactly the right time. I took a year and a half off from doing this and.
Nothing has happened since.
Yeah, I mean, the Bryce Harper thing didn't work out.
It didn't?
So far. Flyers are playing very well. I'm very excited about that.
So, by the way, you're a Flyers fan, even though you're
yes.
a Penguins fan, really. So I think you're a phony Flyers
I'm
fan.
I'm both.
I am. Ike and I want to be on the Flyers bandwagon. Mm-hmm. And we asked people earlier. We also asked on Twitter. We asked people earlier. They called in. We got a lot of people saying no. Like, for instance, let me see. Brian says, no, it's not Brian. Let me see. Alexander says, Flyers have been great without your attention. You missed your chance. Come back next year. Like, all right, fine. Alexander, Alex Masulari, whatever your name is on Twitter. Like, yeah, like that's fine. But, like, here's the thing. You look petty by saying that, right? Like, I'm a huge Phillies fan. Obviously, we're big Eagles fans, and we like the Sixers. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's going to like every sport in town.
Right.
So when a team gets good and they're like, hey, this is really fun, I went on, sure, come on aboard. But mm-hmm. with a lot of the Flyers fans, Ben, they're saying, no, you don't talk about the Flyers, so you're out.
That's the most Philly fan thing ever. Like, we look at this. If you're a Flyers fan, you have wanted for so long for people to appreciate the team again. And finally, there's a reason to, and everyone's getting behind them because the Eagles, Phillies, and Sixers are not giving it to you. Mm-hmm. It's perfect. This is the Flyers' time. Why would you not celebrate it? It's great.
There you go. We've always said,
I missed that.
Give us a reason to talk about you, and we will. And they're winning games, and they're playing great. So Ike and I went on.
And they have a real coach. They have a real, real,
a real
great coach.
888-729-9494. If there's an open line out there, I don't know if there is, but if you're a Flyer fan, you can roll. We're looking for your blessing to enter the Flyers bandwagon. We want your blessing. Mm-hmm. 888-729-9494. Like Mike in Washington Township leads us off here. Mike, how are you?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I got to push you right off the bandwagon though, Johnny. I gave you four chances to get on the bandwagon, and you won't get on.
Four?
When did this happen?
Well, Mike wanted to be our Flyers correspondent.
And you turned him down?
I didn't.
You turned him down?
I didn't say no.
I call in and nothing happens. I tell you how much good's going on, and you give me betting lines. Come on, let's talk hockey.
I can't talk hockey. I don't know enough about it. Like Mike, listen.
Listen to my podcast. You would think. And you'll learn all you need to know about the
Flyers. I'm not listening to your podcast if you don't let me on the bandwagon. No, but Mike, seriously, listen.
They got a home and home coming up with the Rangers.
Here's what I'm not going to do.
Stick a fork in them.
I know. I'm ready for tomorrow night. But here's what I'm not going to do. Like a lot of people.
Stick a fork in them?
The Rangers, I think, yeah.
Oh, okay, not the Flyers.
But here's what I'm never going to do and I'm not going to do, like some hosts in this city would do, which is pretend I know something about the Flyers when I don't. I'm not going to come on the air and pretend I know anything because I don't, right? Like, I'm a very casual hockey fan. When the Flyers are good, I pay attention. And the Flyers haven't been good in a long time, Mike. So I'm ready to start paying attention again because the team has done well. And that, like, when if the Flyers win a Stanley Cup this year, you know what? It's not going to bring me the same joy it's going to bring you. Right?
Yeah, well, they're not going to win the cup, but I'm fully on board with where the team is headed. They look terrific, perfect coach, a lot of good's going on. So
right.
Start paying attention.
Yep, come
all
on,
right,
come
there
on,
we go,
John. Catch up with the rest of us.
Yep, he says don't stop paying attention. Let's
he
go
says,
to
start paying attention.
No, we are paying attention. In fact, we have sound that we want to use, Jack. We don't do that right now, but we have sound we want to use for when we're talking hockey. Or
other than the sound he's already been using,
the hockey horn.
Yeah, man.
No, it's.
That's some other noise.
Yeah, but just play it right now quickly. So we have the ESPN NHL. Well, no, this is NHL 95.
I thought it was some other type of music for a minute there. I didn't know what the hell was going on.
This is from the introduction of NHL 95. Okay. We could use this. You like it?
No.
All right, we have the ESPN NHL music, which is awesome. What, Jack? What's going on?
I don't have the NHL and ESPN one.
Where is it?
Ben would never be.
Let's go to
the
phones. We have Bruce in DC. What's up, Bruce? How are you, Brucey?
Here we go.
Here we go. Zach, New Hope. Zach, what's up, brother?
Yep, back at it.
Well,
Ben, what you been up to, Ben?
I might come get my job back now.
Well, these are new studios, and this isn't Jack's fault.
No.
But, yeah, no, I mean.
We're going to blame him, though.
Yeah, you know, it kind of is what it is. But as we kind of await here, Brett Brown usually speaks at about 5:15, 5:20.
Yep.
The players don't normally speak. They kind of hide, especially when things aren't great. So Brett kind of is the lone guy out there, unless Elton's going to speak tonight. But
don't let Josh Richardson speak tonight.
Yeah, he spoke last night.
Yeah, he's not the team spokesperson.
But when, you know. When Ben Simmons gets hurt and we're all awaiting what the results are, the MRI or what's happening, and Brett comes out and it's pretty clear to everybody he doesn't really know because it's not being shared with the Sixers. Like Ben's management team has more or less said like we're gonna kind of help out or do this ourselves because I mean why would you trust the Sixers? I wouldn't trust the 76ers with my important client if he was injured.
Of course.
So you wonder how this Embiid thing is going to shake out as well. He sprained the shoulder, scheduled to have an MRI. The fact he didn't return to the game last night, it doesn't bode well. I don't know if it, I don't think.
Yeah,
it's
and I don't like the idea that he needed an MRI. He needs an MRI on something that didn't look. It didn't look that bad. But it doesn't mean it's not from a structural standpoint inside his body. Well, they're talking about it possibly 1 to 4 weeks. That's an extreme timeline. A week to a month? Like, how do you get that?
Maybe they're learning.
Yeah, 2 to 4 weeks maybe. But from a week?
One.
Yeah, 1 week to a month? My goodness.
What do you expect?
I was expecting the whole, we'll reevaluate him in 2 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks. That's what they typically say.
Yeah, and I think they're going to say that too.
Yeah.
Shoulder sprain, grade whatever, MRI showed no
well, we
structural
hope no
damage.
Type of damage, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, who the hell knows, right? Who knows? So now you're coming out tonight with Horford and Harris who, listen, you guys are making a lot of money. You don't have to do this over the course of an entire season, but you should have enough at home to do this tonight.
They have to do it over the course of the rest of the season.
Yes.
I mean, the other two guys
aren't. Next couple weeks.
Yeah, the other two guys aren't coming back anytime soon. So, yeah, these guys are who you have. It's up to Brett to come up with game plans to fit around these guys. Like, losing to New York tonight because you don't have Ben Simmons or Joel Embiid won't save you from the wrath of this city.
No, in fact.
It won't.
This is where you should. I mean, this is really where you should show, like, hey, listen, we can win without these guys, right? I mean,
the schedule is favorable right now. We know when there are teams that you shouldn't beat, but you're at home. The Knicks aren't one of them. Just like you should have won last night in Cleveland, but I'll just chalk it up to the team being in shock because MP was out and Horford didn't know what the hell to do after that, and neither did Brett Brown. Well, you've had 24 hours to come up with a game plan. It's the Knicks. You had better hit if I'm Brett Brown, right, and I'm talking to the guys, well, boys, I'm giving you the game plan, but it's less about that game plan tonight. You don't want to be booed off this court tonight. You better hit the court with the urgency and the intensity that your home fans will have if they aren't happy with you.
Absolutely.
Because it can get ugly down there tonight. It can get ugly down there.
Quick.
Yeah, you don't have Ben Simmons or Embiid, so the fans aren't going to be conflicted about ripping their star players. They're going to look at the rest of you, and really, Brett Brown, it's going to be on you. You would be the one they're really booing. You would be the one. They would be saying, you can't even get these guys up to play and ready to go to beat the New York Knicks. What type of coach are you?
Let's go back to the phone. Sean,
man,
in Devon, Pennsylvania.
I can't wait to get home to watch this
one. Hey, guys.
Hey, Sean.
Great show. First-time caller.
Thank you.
A couple of things. Do you want weird food?
Yes.
Weird food. Peanut butter on hot dogs.
Now, but did you? So,
hold up. Stop. Let's move on.
No, but hold on a second.
This is, all right.
What did you? Were you carrying a hot dog and you fell and it landed in a jar of peanut butter and you were hungry, so you ate it anyway? How do you even know the peanut butter on a hot dog tastes good?
I got to give a shout out to my father-in-law. That's how he eats them, and he's in his late 80s. So there's got to be something good about it.
All right, there you go. What about
Sixers. Okay. Well, I was just thinking. You know, they if you look at their home record, it's. And arguably, it's fantastic, right?
It's the best
only
in
when
the
they're
NBA.
Not when they're not when they're not at home, they kind of don't do so well, right?
Yeah,
so
they're terrible on the road and they're great at home.
Thing.
Yeah, I think
it's a coaching thing. They respond to the fans, which are effectively the coach when they're at home. There's something about playing at home that's magical with these guys. And when they're off, when they don't have the fans around, they. Basically, they suck, right?
Yeah, we talked to Brian Scalabrine of the Scal and Pals podcast, radio.com insider, and he said that he looks at it, you look at the franchise players, you look at your star players, they're the guys that have to carry the team on the road. So, of course, it goes on the franchise players, but, man, it's just, I mean, these guys aren't responding for Brett. On where it's clear and it's obvious. It's like, hey, listen, we need to stop this. We need to be better on the road. They continue to come out and they continue to get the same results on the road.
Which is why I go back to the front office, which is why I keep saying that's the bigger issue. You brought Brett Brown back after you knew last year there were some locker room issues with these players and Brett Brown as far as does he still have their ear? And no, you know why Embiid wants Brett Brown around? Because he can push over Brett Brown. You know why Ben Simmons want Brett Brown back as the coach? Because he can push Brett Brown over. That's why the Stars went and lobbied to keep Brett Brown, because they're afraid of change. They don't want to be put in a situation that makes them uncomfortable because it challenges them. No, they want a guy that's been holding their hands since they got drafted here, right? And Ben Simmons, he's been holding Ben Simmons' hands since Ben Simmons was a baby. The guy can't push them to get the most out of them. So when you got a substitute teacher like that, or if that's the type of teacher you have, and you aren't really self-motivated. You're not really self-motivated. Ben Simmons is not self-motivated. Else he would be embarrassed by where his game is at right now, and he'd do something about it instead of shooting in warm-ups all the time. He'd be like the other 1,500 NBA players in the league. Right? Even the ones who can't shoot, they keep shooting.
And Tristan Thompson was shooting three.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the point I'm making. Yeah, even the ones who can't shoot, they still shoot it. Ben Simmons won't even shoot the ball. But my point is that this is why these guys went and lobbied to keep Brett Brown. It wasn't because they thought he was a great strategist. He brings the best out in them. He's going to challenge them. That's not what they want. It's not what they want.
That's what they need.
Yeah, it's what they need. But you can see clearly they aren't responding to Brett Brown.
Not at all.
And guess what, John? It started from day one, meaning from the time they walked into training camp and Ben wouldn't take a jump shot in practice when cameras were there. All these videos all summer we've seen of Ben Simmons, all these videos, him working out, shooting, all this stuff, he still came back reluctant to shoot. And I'm not telling you this is why, whatever, whatever. No, I'm telling you this is why, this is where I can tell they aren't listening to the coach. The coach isn't having an impact on them. He just isn't.
Nope.
Joel Embiid, first of all, he got mad when the organization is trying to help him mature. You're out here fighting, not really fighting, getting choked out, need to be saved by Ben Simmons. Then you go on Instagram and you lay out this whole profanity lace like you're a big tough guy, right? You embarrass the organization by doing that. You get fined for it. Then when the organization tells you you need to zip that up, worry about basketball, be more professional, you know what you do? You don't take that as sound advice from people who want the best from you. What you do is you act like a petulant child and you mope, you complain, you don't play defense, you don't hustle up and down the court, you do what you want to do in practice, you eat the way you want to eat, and you don't help the team on the court. So when both of you guys have been put in a position, oh, by the way, I'm on. You should notice I'm on my soapbox. Let your boy go.
I love it.
Oh, by the way, the moment the coach says what everybody in the freaking NBA is saying, in one way or another, Ben, just shoot one three-pointer a game. Just shoot one. How does he respond to that? He still hasn't shot a three-pointer. That was 3 months ago when his coach publicly challenged him to shoot a three-pointer. He recoiled. They don't want to be challenged. They don't want to be challenged. They want to be left alone. You gave them their max money. They're all stars. They don't want to be challenged.
Let me play when I want to play.
Yeah.
Let me be mad when I want to be mad.
So then Embiid goes back to, because he's convinced himself, because he had some points against some bad teams with no centers, he convinced himself I was having fun. That's why I played well. Okay. Then it becomes, I got to get back to being a a-hole. I got to do this. I got to do that. Like, are you? What are you talking about? Like, what are you talking about? And then the coach, yeah, he's a maverick. I guess this is what he needs. What are you talking about? What are you talking about, Brett? Oh. My goodness, man, with these two guys, man. And the reason why they're so frustrating is because you see the talent and the potential that's there. They won't let anybody bring the best out of them. They won't let anybody bring the best out of them. The coach coddles them. Everybody down there is comfortable. Season tickets are sold. They're not going to do anything to fix this team. But keep raising ticket prices.
They're going to do that.
Marks, what are they going to do?
Marks and Rachel, 94 WIP HC1 Philadelphia Broadcasting.
Sorry about that.
From the Tasty Cake Studios. It was about the same time yesterday where you went on the wide receiver rant, which was, Andy was right. It was epic. Oh, it was unbelievable.
I don't even...
Oh, it was great. We should podcast it.
I blacked out.
It was the best 3 minutes like of the day. Notably, I didn't speak in the 3 minutes either. Back to the phones. Ron in Morrisville.
Yeah, I noticed when I look at you, you're just pretty much sitting there. You're like, yeah, he can just keep going.
Oh, that's where the veins coming out of his head and his neck, the sweat is pouncing off of his forehead.
It's like when Curry gets on a hot streak. You know, you just feed him.
Yeah, no, you get out of his way. You get out of his way. The left pointer finger, because he's left-handed, is going fast.
I mean, Ben's scared right now.
I didn't point because Ben is sitting in front of me. That's the only reason I didn't do the pointing thing.
I love when you point. It's great. All right, Ron and Marshall. Ron, what's your weird food that you eat to start?
Ketchup on French toast.
Come on, man.
What?
Even I don't do that.
Yeah, I was born and raised on it.
All right, so what, instead of syrup?
Ketchup on French toast?
Or with the syrup?
No, just no syrup, just ketchup on French toast.
Butter?
No, man, just straight ketchup.
Cinnamon? All right.
Nope, just straight ketchup.
And you still eat it?
Yeah, to this day. I've been eating it since I was a little kid.
Wow. That's amazing. That's the worst one so far. All right, what about the Sixers,
I don't know,
Ron?
That peanut butter and hot dog was bad.
I was watching them last night, and when Embiid went down, they just looked completely lost. Like, all the wind ran out of their sails. Like, they had no idea what to do.
Yeah, I mean, it pretty much felt like that. It pretty much looked like that. And then when Al Horford after the game said we didn't know what to do, it just confirms it. How do you not know what to do? How does the coach? I mean, if you're Brett Brown and you hear those comments, and hopefully when he speaks coming up in 10 minutes.
What is he going to say?
What's he going to say? He's going to talk in circles to where we don't know what the hell he said afterwards.
Hold on, John. Jack. Well, you are John.
He is John.
Jack! what's the line he used about the, he doesn't know how long the string is or something?
Yeah, it was the string line.
Like, what the hell are you talking about? Let me hear that again.
I don't listen. He said it, and I didn't know what he was talking about. And I listened to it again, and I just decided I didn't want to know what he was talking about. No, he said,
here it is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. And it really is kind of like, how long is a piece of string? Like, there's no, who knows? Like, you know, who knows?
What?
Just like that. And this was a question about Ben's injury, I guess.
Yeah, and how long is he going to be out? Who knows? What?
It's like a piece of string. Who knows? Who do you think you are? I am. What does that even mean, though?
I think what he was trying to say is, it's not up to me when he's coming back. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's he going to say on Embiid tonight?
Oh, God. I can't wait.
I don't know who Embiid's agent and stuff is. Is it somebody famous?
It was Leon Rose, but he took the Knicks job.
Oh, yeah, so, yeah,
but,
that's right.
But that's
going to be a freaking Knick.
So they'll just find a replacement in that agency for him.
It's going to be a Knick.
Wouldn't that be a shot in the groin? Let's go to Ron in Overbrook. Ron, how are you?
What's going on, fellas? Oh, man.
What's
so
up,
much,
Ron?
So much. You guys gave me so much today. Ben, what's going on, Ben? Long time, no talk. No,
yeah,
here.
What up?
How's it going, man?
Jack's so mad, too, when people like that.
Wait, can you just keep doing this for, like, a minute? I just want to see how red Jack can get.
Well, wait. First of all, why is Jack eating frozen peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with no edges? What the hell is that all about?
Jack!
What grown person does that? That's not even a millennial thing. That's just crazy.
It's a weird thing.
I'm not a potted plant sitting in the corner.
It's odd, Ron. I agree.
All right, so, to the Sixers. Here's the problem. Here's one of the problems. Your two stars are basic front runners. These guys aren't into winning championships. All they want is max deals to be the face of the franchise and make money. They don't care about championships, and that's who's running this team outside of what Brett Brown is doing. And that's why when they go out, this team don't know what to do. It's insane. These two guys can't be the face of your franchise because they're not about winning championships. And that's the perspective we're looking at it from.
Right.
It's never going to work with these two. Mm. Never.
Well, I mean, Ron, here's listen, and by the way, I don't disagree with what you're saying, but I do think that just like with Joe Girardi this year, mm-hmm. you're going to see guys that are like, wow, an actual manager. And I think they liked Gabe. They didn't believe in Gabe as their manager, as being
no,
a guy.
They rolled
being
their
a
eyes
guy.
Whenever he spoke.
They rolled their eyes.
Like that, like they're rolling their eyes down there when Brett speaks.
They're rolling their eyes right now because they know this. Exactly. They know he's not going to be here next year. They know he doesn't have answers, and they know he's not making them better. Right? So
yeah,
what
do
you
they
hope,
want to win?
I don't know that.
I don't think that they do.
I don't.
I really don't.
I don't think
they care about winning championships.
Yeah, not yet. They don't.
The case, Joel Embiid would have came back with a vengeance after crying in your girlfriend's arms on national television last year. You'd think he would come back with a vengeance. Ben Simmons, like you hit it on the head. Ben, you would have came back, at least try to shoot.
Yeah.
At least try.
Nothing's changed.
I'm with you, Ron.
Just shoot.
Yeah.
Give me your weird food, Ron.
Okay, I got three for you. Two for myself, and my wife wanted to throw in one. I'm throwing hers first. Chocolate-covered crickets. No, that's a weird food. But
Where do you order a chocolate-covered cricket, by the way? Is there a deli around your house that can get it? Or?
Not around my neighborhood.
You mean real crickets?
That in. That's why I'm throwing hers out first.
All right.
Okay?
Real crickets, yeah.
All right, two. All right, Ike, tell me you never had peanut butter and banana sandwich. You've never had that.
No,
as
I haven't.
I've had it.
No.
Come on, I eat that all the time.
Yes.
My daughter eats that.
No. But that's not a weird food to me, Ron, because you're right. I've seen plenty of my former teammates or what have you, because that's a way of putting on weight and everything. So, yeah, I've seen the peanut butter. Yeah, I've seen the peanut butter and banana. There's only one way I can eat a banana, Ron, and that's straight at the I can't have it mixed with anything. Yeah, I can't have it mixed with anything, yeah.
All right, last one. Try this. You got to try this. Take your pretzel, take your Philly pretzel and put ketchup on it. I'm telling you. It tastes just like a pizza. I promise you.
Philly pretzel with ketchup.
I've seen it. As much as I love ketchup, I could never dip.
Yeah, you're the ketchup guy. You wouldn't dip pretzel in a ketchup, huh?
Mustard.
Yeah, mustard is the only thing you eat on a pretzel. Eat it plain.
Yeah, plain right? or mustard.
Maybe
cheese. Good.
Maybe a little dip in cheese.
I could do some cheese.
At the movie, I do like the little pretzel bites. When I used to go to the movie theaters, right? You get the little salted pretzel
I do
bites.
Cheese.
Melted cheese.
But you know, when you get the soft pretzel tray, they have the sweeter stuff now. You can dip it in. It's like a cinnamon sugar or an icing one, which I don't. I'm just a mustard guy, really.
Yes.
But Ben, you like mustard?
I think mustard is one of the most disgusting things I've ever eaten. And I don't understand why. I understand if somebody wants to have a hot dog and put whatever they want on it. But people who say mustard only on hot dogs and no ketchup, that is the weirdest thing in the world to me.
It is weird.
Mustard is disgusting.
Kids eat ketchup.
No, mustard.
Adults eat mustard. What,
adults don't eat ketchup. Adults eat mustard.
What is the problem with ketchup? What makes ketchup a child's food?
That's just somebody that doesn't appreciate
ketchup.
That's
usually where it starts, and then, quite frankly, the people who eat it are kids, right? Like, my son has to have ketchup on everything.
Isn't your kid in, like, high school?
Yes.
When's he going to grow up?
That's what I'm saying.
He cuts the crust off his sandwich.
Yeah, you just heard me say he's cutting crust off the bread.
I saw him lifting this morning.
Well, why would you eat crust?
Squatting.
You have the weirdest taste.
My boy was squatting. I'm sorry.
You don't like crust.
At a proud moment.
You don't think it's normal that he dislikes crusts. Crusts, which are the worst part of any piece of bread. You probably like the end of the bread. You probably love the end of the loaf of bread.
Since I got a little change in my pocket, I don't eat the end pieces of bread. But when I was a kid, yes. You better not waste no bread in Sandy's house, my mother's house.
Eat it all.
Yeah, she don't care about the end pieces or not.
Got a door and window. You're still time to get in on the big winter sales event. 40% off all windows and doors till the end of February. If you call them right now, 877-GO-GUIDA or visit GUIDA.
I am that bougie that I don't eat the end pieces.
Right,
now.
So why would you eat crust? Crust is disgusting.
It's just
you think ketchup is disgusting, but you don't think crust is disgusting?
Well, here's the thing. I can't eat a sandwich that I've trimmed all the edges off.
Yeah,
of.
If you don't like the crust, just eat around and throw it, like eat some of it. I don't
First
know.
Of all, I don't even know what it's like to not like the crust on bread.
Yeah, I just eat the sandwich.
I just eat the sandwich.
How is it disgusting? It's just crust.
Yes.
I don't know.
It's bread, right?
Hey,
it's
Jim. Jim in Havertown's checking in. He misses Ben. Jim, what's up, brother? How are you?
Yeah, Johnny, you'll like that. Me and Ben didn't get along at first, but I used to call him to him. Before he put me on the air, I know you
like your
that.
Ex It's like your ex calling you after you had a terrible
What's
relationship
up?
And being like, "Oh my God, you
What's
remember
up,
that
Jim?
Time?"
What's up, buddy?
How you been, cuz? Long time no talk.
Good.
Long time no talk to you, John. Hey, Johnny, you know you're with an all time record holder there with Ike. You know that, right? Ike has had more partners on this radio station than anybody I know of.
Let me think.
He supported more careers than anybody.
Boy, Ike's very versatile. He's easy to work with.
So
when they're looking, like he's easy to team him up, even with an idiot like me, Jim.
Yes, he proved positive, Johnny. That's my luck about you, Johnny. You got what's the name? Natural, what's that called when you take kind of stock of yourself and make fun of yourself? What's that called?
Self-deprecating.
Self-deprecating.
Yes.
There you go. You're very self-deprecating.
Thank you.
As I try to be. It's tough for us Ubers guys, isn't it, John?
It is, Jim.
Hey, guys, I just love the conversation. I'll never understand, like you guys just said, crust is, tell Ben, yeah, this, it's made of the same material that the bread is. Remember? Yeah, it's all in one thing before you bake it. It's just the outside crunchy part. And people who don't like the ends, we call it the knuckle of bread. I'll never understand. But there's some places who actually cut the knuckles off. I'll never understand that. Why would you like that crunchy part, you know?
I tell you, as a kid, I almost feel like I got peer pressured out of eating the end pieces of bread. Because as a kid growing up, like I said, I didn't have the luxury of saying, no, I don't want those two pieces. That's going to help me make a sandwich, bologna and cheese or whatever. I'm going to eat those two pieces of bread. But as I got older and you're around other kids and you realize, well, there are really people who don't like the end pieces of the bread.
Yeah, people throw them out.
Yeah, they throw them out. And as I got, like I said, as I got older, you see it more and more and more to where now just, I don't eat the end pieces of bread anymore. But I didn't have a problem with it growing up.
No, tastes fine. All right, we have a couple people that
I just looked at it as bread. It's bread.
Andrew and Colville's weighing in on Marks and Reese on the Flyers bandwagon. Andrew, how are you?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good.
What's up, Andrew?
I don't want to get blacklisted if I ever call again. But hey, Ben, it's great to hear you on the radio again.
I might have to come back now.
Yeah, anybody call up here complimenting Ben, you won't get on the air for a month. Just know that's Jack Fritz.
It's like
who do you think you are? I am.
It's like Andy Reid. Everybody hated Andy Reid when he was here. Everybody loved him before the Super Bowl.
You having a Ben Appreciation Day?
Yes. Good idea.
Yeah, I can't wait for next week's first annual Ben Livingston Fan Appreciation Day.
Nice.
Jack, I do love you too, though, bud. So first, the weird food. I don't know if listening to the radio all day. We're a messed up city. we eat some weird stuff.
Yeah.
But I do spaghetti and meatballs and applesauce.
What?
It doesn't make any sense. But my grandmother, you know, God rest her soul, would always have a little bowl of applesauce. And growing up, if we ever had spaghetti and meatballs, I just put it on my plate next to it, and then. Just one day, I just started mixing it, and it actually doesn't taste bad.
Hmm. Does it taste good though? I mean,
valid point. It's just one of those things. You know, I haven't done it in a very long time, so I don't know if it still tastes the same.
But it's
one of those things.
But you said like my grandmother was, you know, they were born in the early 20th century. So what people ate during those times that were going through the Depression, they were eating anything they could. So that's where you get a lot of that old school stuff right there. Mm-hmm. All right. What about the Flyers, Andrew?
You know, and I this makes me sound like a really typical Flyers fan, but it's like, I feel like you're born as a Flyers fan. You can't just become a Flyers fan. I don't know if that makes any sense whatsoever, but.
Oh, you so
know,
you said I'm never going to be a Flyers fan. Is that what you're saying?
You know what? Yeah. I guess it is.
So Andrew, here's what I think you're saying is that it's like here's how I view Flyers fans. It's like Flyers fans for like the diehards, that's their favorite team, and they like the others, maybe some of the other sports in town, but it's still like the Flyers are the biggest thing, right? With me, it's like the Flyers have always been my fourth team. You know, maybe with the Sixers playing right now, they may not be my fourth team for much longer. But so we on or not? What do you think?
I'm not one of those typical Flyers fans, but I'll let you guys on and go down there and go crazy. Listen
That's
to that horn when they score that goal and drink some Mike juice.
That's what I'm talking about.
All right, there you go. We're allowed on. Joe in Center City has conditions we're allowed on. Joe, how are you?
Johnny, Ike, love you guys.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, Joe?
Ben, love you, buddy.
Love you, too.
Jack, whatever.
Music.
Jack's so mad.
Hey, I actually do have a weird food for you, but first, this Flyers thing. Listen, I think I have a kind of a happy medium here, so that'll kind of please everybody.
Okay.
I'm diehard. I bleed orange. I'm going to let you guys on with some conditions.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're going to be on a probationary period, right? And like, look at it like, you know, Flyers jerseys, you got the C for a captain, you got an A for an alternate captain. So your jerseys are going to have B's on them for bandwagon.
I'm good with that, actually.
So awesome. You're going to have a B on your jersey. And, you know, depending on how the Flyers do this season, do you want to cheer for them, root for them? Obviously, that's good. I'm going to give you till, like, the middle of next season. And if you're still on, then we rip the bees off your jerseys and you're good to go.
That's fair.
All right.
I'll take that because here's the thing. They're going to finish strong, have a nice little run in the playoffs. I think they win at least one series in the playoffs. And then that momentum carries you to the offseason and into next year where the Flyers, I mean, depending on what the Eagles do this offseason, they may be our best chance at winning a championship.
Look at Ike. It's good. That's good hockey talk, Ike.
I'm all about it, Joe.
What's your food, Joe?
Okay, so originally I'm from like East Central PA, like heart of coal country.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, they actually sell this in restaurants, and it's called a Fluff Burger. I don't know if you ever heard of it. actually take the marshmallow fluff that you put on, like, peanut butter sandwiches, mm-hmm. and they slap it on a burger, and it's called a fluff burger.
Yeah.
Have you heard of that?
Me? No.
You? No. No. Me neither.
But he said it's marshmallow, he said?
It's the fluff. Like, you can get the fluff out of the jar. The fluffer nutters that some people, yeah, but it's essentially melted marshmallows on top of it.
Oh, no, come on, dog. That's what Christopher's mom made him for breakfast.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Sure.
When she said you want one of your, what'd she call them? She asked him, it was his favorite breakfast, so she would make it for him.
The fluffer nutter, yeah.
Yeah, the fluffer nutter, whatever the hell that is.
But Christopher.
I remember that. And he smelled her coffee to see if she had some Baileys in there. Like, what's she drinking on, Ma? It's early in the morning. She was like, you got nerve to be smelling my coffee. What you been drinking on? Yeah, Chris has a heroin problem.
Yeah, he was doing heroin. The drinking wouldn't be the biggest deal right. for him. 888-729-9494.
I can always go to my Soprano references with John. He knows every last one of them.
Pretty much. I'm not as good as you.
But I jar the memory when I bring stuff up.
Yeah, see that there's some things I remember. These other things where I remember the scene, but then the dialogue I may not remember as often.
The dialogue is in my head.
Yeah, the dialogue's definitely in your head. Coming up, more phone calls, and we have to decide who the better producer was on the Marks and Reese show. Was it Ben, our former producer, who's in studio with us right now, or is it Jack Fritz, our current producer? That sounds like a good Twitter question we'll put on the other side.
And one was an All-State wrestler, and the other guy is an All-State pitcher.
Oh, wait. See,
he lettered in wrestling. Jack lettered.
I'm the only athlete not on the show, Ike. You, Jack, Ben.
Well, you play ball.
888-729-9494. Marks and Reese back.
It used to play ball.
Right after sure. this. Mm-hmm. Don't go anywhere.
All right, let me tell you about my favorite restaurant. It's Ben's, too. Nebraska Brazilian Steakhouse in Horsham. Now, what a place. 15 choices of meat come right to your table. Now, with their guys carving the best steaks right there in front of you, and why choose one entree when you can have them all? I'm talking about lamb, filet mignon, top sirloin, chicken wrapped in bacon, and even salmon. Nebraska is the perfect place to celebrate birthdays, anniversaries, business dinners, or just a night out with that special someone. My friends at Nebraska, they do it right. Stop in for a great experience. Find them online at Nebraska.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.